It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Greater Nevada Field in downtown Reno, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Reno Aces. It's game two of a six-game series. Well, the Rainiers won the opener yesterday 3-2, an extremely well-pitched game here in Reno. This is one of the great hitters' parks in all of professional baseball. You normally see very high-scoring games here, but that was simply not the case last night. There was a wind blowing in from right field, but it wasn't real strong. What we really had last night was just great pitching from Tommy Malone of the Red Ears and Tommy Henry of the Reno Aces. It was a 1-0 game going to the seventh. Red Ears actually got shut out on just one hit for the first six innings, but they got it going against the bullpen, scored three runs late against Reno relievers, and Tacoma won the game yesterday 3-2. So let's see if they can make it two in a row under interim manager Dan Wilson, who continues to be at the helm of the Red Ears until Tim Fedorovich can return from COVID protocol. He'll be back soon. But Dan Wilson here managing the club today. He's got Darren McCacken on the mound. McCacken is 2-4 with a 6.57 ERA. Reno's going to start hard-throwing right-hander Dre Jameson, who regularly hits 98 on the radar gun. He's made five AAA starts. He's 0-2 with an 8.71 ERA. So Dre Jameson on the hill for Reno, Darren McCacken for the Red Ears. Red Ears have a new guy in the lineup. We'll talk about that when the Red Ears pregame show continues right after this.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
O'Reilly! Stay cool this summer with AC Pro Refrigerant and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate, plus earn double O rewards points with the purchase of select AC Pro Refrigerant products. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro Refrigerant at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
The Red Ears taking on the Reno Aces today, game two of this six-game series. And it's not every day that a AAA team adds a guy with 324 major league home runs to its starting lineup, but that's what the Red Ears have done today. Justin Upton is here, and he will make his Red Ears debut this evening, batting second and playing right field. He's at 324 big league homers, exactly 1,000 runs batted in, a lifetime 262 hitter. The 34-year-old was recently signed by the Mariners as he was released by the Angels at the end of spring training and was sitting at home for the first 6 weeks of the season. And then the Mariners signed him and brought him to extended spring training for a bit. And today he's reported to the Red Ears and he's in the lineup. He takes the roster spot of Billy Hamilton, who opted out of his contract and became a free agent, his choice. And he is going to, I guess, try to latch on with someone else. He apparently didn't feel like there was a good chance of getting to the big leagues with the Mariners, and I think the Upton signing may have actually contributed to that. So Upton's here. He's in the lineup today. We'll get to the rest of the starting lineups in tonight's game right after this.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's game. First for the visiting Raiders, who are 17-31. Leading off, left fielder Jared Kelnick. Batting second, playing right field is Justin Upton. Hitting third, Eric Mejia. He's at third base. Brian O'Keefe is DHing today, batting cleanup. Zach Green hits fifth and plays first base. Andrew Knapp catching and hitting sixth. Batting seventh, the shortstop Mason McCoy. Hitting eighth is second baseman Alex Blandino. And batting ninth, the center fielder Forrest Wall. On the mound, Darren McCacken. McCacken is 2-4 with a 6.57 ERA. Reno is 26-23 on the season. The Diamondbacks AAA club is managed by Gil Velazquez. Leading off is shortstop Yanni Hernandez. Batting second, center fielder Dominic Fletcher. Hitting third, the right fielder Stone Garrett. In the cleanup spot, DH Seth Beer. Batting fifth, third baseman Buddy Kennedy. Hitting sixth is the first baseman Drew Ellis. Batting seventh, left fielder Dominic Canzone. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Juan Centeno, and batting ninth, second baseman Giancarlo Cintron. On the mound for Reno, right-hander Drew Jameson. Jameson is 0-2 with an 8.71 ERA. Umpires behind home plate is Chris Marco. At first base, Dan Poncik. And at third, it's the crew chief, Tom West. Tacoma and Reno, game two of the six-game series. That's it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of tonight's game right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Hey, Tacoma fans! America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Raiders Baseball. We're about ready to start this one, the Raiders and the Reno Aces. And Tacoma is standing by as Dre Jameson, the starting pitcher for Reno, is throwing his warm-up pitches right now. And Jameson is a hard-throwing prospect, was a high draft pick in 2019, first-round pick, number 34 overall. And he's just reached AAA. He actually began this year with the Diamondbacks AA team in Amarillo. Had a 2.41 ERA in four starts, so they moved him up to Reno. And the Red Ears have already faced him back on May 13th. He was wild in that game at Cheney Stadium, and the Red Ears scored four runs against him in 3 2/3 innings. But he is coming off his best AAA start his last time out at Oklahoma City, allowing just two runs in six innings on three hits with 10 strikeouts. Kelnick stands in for Tacoma to get things started. The left-hand hitter looks out towards the mound, and Jameson is into his motion, and here we go. The first pitch of the game is swung on and fouled at the plate, and that is strike one, and we are underway here in Reno. Great hitter's park here. Despite what happened last night, you normally see very high-scoring games here. We're at high elevation in the foothills of the Sierra Nevadas, and the ball really carries here. The wind normally blows out to right field, and it is normal today. It is blowing out with some strength towards right field this evening. Jameson now with his 0-1 pitch on its way to Jared Kelnick, and this one's down low for a ball, 1-1 the count. Really nice day here in Reno, by the way. Got up to about 80 degrees, mostly blue skies, but some streaky clouds overhead, a few here and there. So now the 1-1 pitch is a swing and a foul straight into the ground off the bat of Kelnick, and the count goes to 1-2. Just underway, top of the first. Rainiers wearing their road uniforms today, the road grays, gray jerseys, gray pants. And the Aces are wearing their home whites. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Kelnick, and it is high and outside. Kelnick yesterday, 1-for-5, hit a double and four strikeouts right after he had gone through a nice run of very few strikeouts, just two in his previous 20 at-bats. Last night, the strikeouts came back. Now he drives one deep right center field. Back this goes, and it is gone. A home run to start the ball game off the bat of Jared Kelnick. And the Rainiers are on the board right away in the top of the first inning. A leadoff homer by Kelnick off the right-hander Dre Jameson. Hit a 96-mile-per-hour sinker out of here to right center field. Distance measured at exactly 400 feet. Exit velocity 94 miles per hour. He didn't get all of that one and still hit at 400. So Kelnick with a dinger. Right here's on the board, and here's Justin Upton for his first ever Tacoma at bat. And the pitch to the 34-year-old veteran is taken up and in for a ball. 1-0 the count. Upton, a longtime Angel, let go by the Angels at the end of spring training this year. Mariners decided to take a look at him. And here he is. 1-0 pitch, swung on and bounced foul, third base side. That home run by Kelnick, the fourth he has hit. And this is the 13th game he has played in for Tacoma since being optioned to the Rainiers. One ball, one strike to Justin Upton. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. Upton is actually a little familiar with Tacoma. He played at Cheney Stadium last year when he was with Salt Lake on a rehab assignment. 2-1 pitch in there for a called strike. He played in two games at Cheney, had one hit, and the one hit was a homer. 2-2 pitch coming to Upton, and it is swung out and fouled away. Still 2-2. And Upton joins the Rainiers here on this road trip in Reno facing the Diamondbacks AAA club. The Diamondbacks were Upton's original organization. They're the ones who drafted him in the first round way back when. Fastball up and in, and Upton ducks that one. Full count, 3-2. It's actually a slider that got away there from Jameson. Full count, 3-2. Now the payoff pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike three, got him with a sinking fastball, and Upton has struck out. And one man is gone in the first, and now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Mejia batting in the number three spot. A switch hitter, he'll hit left-handed against Dre Jameson. Mejia is batting 241 with seven homers, 27 runs batted in. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike one to Mejia. Now the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. Now the next pitch is inside for a ball, 2-1. So two balls, one strike to Mejia. And the pitch from Jameson is swung on. It bounced towards first. It is a foul ball just to the right of the first base bag. And Mejia's happy about that because otherwise he would have been out. Instead, it's just a strike, 2-2 now. Trey Jameson from Greenfield, Indiana. 24 years old, 6 feet tall, 165 pounds, but has a big arm. Here's his 2-2 pitch to Mejia, and it's a swing and a foul back at a 98-mile-per-hour fastball. And the count remains 2-2. Now the next pitch, down in the dirt, ball three. So full count. And here comes the payoff to Mejia. And he lines one into left center field and deep. And back this goes, and it's going to short hop the fence over to track it down. The left fielder can zone. And Mejia checks in at second base with a double the other way. Eric Mejia with his ninth double of the season. And that was a really good at-bat in which he worked a full count before eventually lining that pitch the other way. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. Rainiers are making Jameson throw pitches here in the first inning. Three batters, and he's already thrown 19 pitches. Here's O'Keefe, the cleanup man, batting 339 in 18 games with two homers. Pitch from Jameson is a breaking ball up and in. 1-0 the count. O'Keefe started the right ears rally in the seventh inning yesterday when they tied the game when he hit a leadoff triple to right center. 1-0 pitch hit in that same direction towards right center field. Garrett giving chase, and he's going to have to play it off the fence. Coming around third is Mejia. He will score. O'Keefe's going to check in at second base with a stand-up double and an RBI, and the Red Ears lead it 2-0 in the top of the first inning. Brian O'Keefe goes the other way to right center field, same area where his triple went yesterday. This time the outfielder got to the ball more quickly after it hit the fence, and thus O'Keefe had just the two bases. Now Zach Green is the batter. Little conference on the mound as Centeno, the catcher, went out to talk to Jameson. Now, Jameson's ready to work on Zach Green. And here's the pitch. And it is up and in for a ball, 1-0. With Tacoma. 1-0 the count to Green. Now the next pitch to Green is on its way. And it is taken up and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Zach Green 0-for-3 with a walk in last night's game. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike. 2-1 now. Now the 2-1 delivery is low and away, ball three. 3-1 the count. 25 pitches now for Jameson in the first inning. And we might see some stirring in the Reno pen if this goes on much longer. 3-1 pitch is chopped right to the second baseman, Cintron, who is playing up the middle, and he throws out Green at first for the second out of the inning. O'Keefe advances 90 feet. He is now at third with two down. And Andrew Knapp will be the batter. Knapp, switch hitter, will bat left-handed. 3-for-26 since joining the Red Hairs, but hit number 3 yesterday was a game-tying RBI single in the 7th inning. He looks out towards Jameson. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 is on its way. And it is up high for a ball. 1-1 the count. Two runs are in for the Red Hairs. They're looking for another one with O'Keefe at third and two outs at the top of the first inning. And the pitch is down and in. 2-1. And the Aces do have a left-hander starting to loosen up at the pen. Now the 2-1 pitch is on its way. And it is swung on and bounced foul on the first base side. And counts even now 2-2. And that was pitch number 30 of the first inning for Dre Jameson. Jameson into his motion now. Here's his 2-2, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike three, a 98-mile-per-hour heater, and he strikes out Andrew Knapp for the final out here at the top of the first inning. But the Red Hairs get two runs at the top of the first inning on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Tacoma 2, Reno coming to the plate.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, the Red Hairs get two in the top of the first inning, and now the Reno Aces come to the plate at the bottom of the first. Yanni Hernandez, Dominic Fletcher, and Stone Garrett to bat here at the bottom of the first inning against Darren McCacken, the Red Hairs starting pitcher today. McCacken's 2-4 with a 6.57 ERA. And he is facing Reno for his second time this season. Here's his pitch to Yanni Hernandez, and it is a sinker over for a strike. 0-1 the count. McCacken faced the Aces on May 10th at Cheney and allowed 5 runs in 6 innings. Didn't walk anyone but got knocked around a bit, allowed 11 hits. His next pitch misses for a ball, 1-1 the count. McCacken's going to be around the plate. In 49 and a third innings, he has walked 14 and struck out 48. Next pitch down and in to Hernandez. He's allowed 56 hits, including 9 homers. And he's the first Tacoma pitcher to start 10 games this season, this being his 10th start. 2-1 pitch to Hernandez is inside, ball 3. So 3-1 the count. McCacken behind in the count here. And now the pitch is fouled off by Hernandez as he was shortening to bunt. So it's a full count, 3-2. Three balls, 2 strikes. And McCacken into his motion. Here's the payoff pitch on its way, and it is swung on and fouled out of play. And it is still 3-2. Well, this is the way the top of the first inning went for Jameson in his 31-pitch frame. As the Red Ears constantly had full counts, and now McCacken's got a full count on Hernandez, and the 3-2 is fouled back again. He's fouled off consecutive full count pitches. Hernandez steps out of the batter's box for a second, and now he eases back in there. And the 3-2 hit in the air to center field. This is playable. Forrest Walls out there tonight, and he makes the catch, and one man is gone at the bottom of the first inning. That'll bring to the plate now Dominic Fletcher. Fletcher was not in there yesterday, but he's been a hot hitter for Reno since coming up from Double-A Amarillo. Left-hand batter, and the pitch is in there for a strike. Fletcher in 10 games is at 368. 14 hits and 38 at-bats in his first taste of Triple-A ball. 0-1 pitch, grounded foul, first base side. Fletcher, a Diamondbacks draft pick in 2019. And he's 24 years old, not a big guy, 5'9", 185 pounds, but he's played his way to the cusp of the big leagues now. No balls, 2 strikes. And McCacken with his next pitch. And it swung on and bounced foul just to the right of the first base bag. So still no balls, 2 strikes. McCacken. Now with the pitch, and it is up and away. 1-2. And 1-2 misses. 2-2. So an even count now. And McCacken's pitch is swung on and fouled back. So still 2-2. And the pitch is outside, 3, and another full count. And McCacken's running up a pitch count in the first inning. He has already thrown 15 pitches, and he's working on the second batter. Payoff coming, and it's down and in, 4, and he lost him after being ahead of the count, 0-2. Dominic Fletcher ends up drawing the walk, so he heads down to first base. And now Stone Garrett is the hitter. Garrett hitting 298. 13 homers, 46 runs batted in. He's second in the league in homers and tied for first in the league in runs batted in. McCacken with the pitch to Garrett, and it is a fastball call to strike on the outside edge. 0-1 the count. Rainier's got two in the top of the first. Reno with a runner at first and one out, and a throw to first by McCacken, and back in safely is Fletcher. Rainier's with Zach Green playing first base today. Up the middle, Blandino is at second, and McCoy the shortstop, and Mejia is at third. Outfield is Kalnick in left, Wall in center, and Upton in right. 0-1 pitch outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Here comes McCacken's 1-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss at a breaking ball that was up. Garrett swung through it, and the count goes to 1-2. Slider there from McCacken. Now the 1-2 pitch is hit in the air to right field. Upton is lining it up, and he's there, and he squeezes it for the out. And Garrett is retired, and two men are gone in the bottom of the first inning. And now Seth Beer is the batter. Beer, left-hand hitter, was with Reno for much of last season. This year made the Diamondbacks opening day roster. And even had a walk-off homer on opening day, but eventually his average fell down to 210, and he was optioned to AAA. Here's the pitch to the left-hand hitter, and it swung on and fouled away. In a dozen games for Reno, Beer's hitting 256 with three homers and nine runs batted in. So Fletcher is at first with two outs in the inning.
Let the Beer loose.
Here comes the 0-1 on its way. And it is a fastball called a strike. 0-2. McCacken's ahead in the count. So no balls, two strikes. Two outs in the bottom of the first inning. McCacken comes set. And here's the 0-2 pitch. And it is just a smidge up high for a ball. 1-2 the count. Now McCacken peers in. Fletcher leads from first with two outs. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with an off-speed pitch. And down goes Seth Beer. And the inning is over. McCacken with his first strikeout of the game. And he closes out the bottom of the first inning. No runs for Reno, no hits or errors, one runner left. We go to the second inning of play with the score. Tacoma 2, Reno nothing.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
2-0 Tacoma with the lead over Reno as we go now to the second inning of play here at Greater Nevada Field. Both pitchers with laborious first innings. Dre Jameson for Reno, more so than Darren McCacken, as Jameson threw 31 pitches in the first. As the Raiders scored two runs, and there was even action in the Aces bullpen when Jameson got the final out. He's ready to face Mason McCoy, leading off the second, and a pitch clock violation starts off the inning. That's ball one, as the starting pitcher wasn't ready at 10. Now the pitch is swung on, grounded right to the shortstop, and that's scooped up by Hernandez, who throws out McCoy at first base. And now Alex Blandino will be the batter. Blandino, 2-for-29 since joining the Rainiers, but with 8 walks, so he's still been getting on base a bit. Here's the pitch from Jameson, and it is a swing and a miss at a fastball there, strike one. Now the 0-1 on its way, and it's a fastball outside. 1-1. Now the next pitch misses for a ball. Two balls, one strike. And this one is in there for a called strike. Now a swing and a fly towards left field, ranging towards the alley as the left fielder can zone, and he makes the catch, and Blandino is retired. Two outs in the top of the second inning, and now Forrest Wall will be the batter. If you missed the start of the game, Jared Kelnick, who's now on deck, led off this game with a homer to right center. Now the pitch is swung on, grounded to short, and that's scooped up by Hernandez. His throw to first pulls the first baseman Ellis off the bag, and safe at first is Forrest Wall. He legs it out. He's so fast. And I believe they'll give him a hit for that, although we should wait and make sure that the official scorer saw it the same way that I did. You never know. Well, they have put a hit up on the board. So Wall is on, and here's Kaldick, who hit that full count homer in the first. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. On deck now, Justin Upton. Turn and a throw to first, and back in safely is Wall. Wall is a great base dealer, has 16 steals this year, which leads the Raiders and ranks second in the league. Hasn't had one in a while. He takes his lead at first now. With two outs, seems like a time he would go. 0-1 pitch fouled out of play, and Kelnick's behind in the count 0-2. No balls, two strikes to Kelnick. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air, but not deep to center field. Fletcher is waiting underneath it, and he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Kelnick flies out, and that does it for the Raiders at the top of the second. No runs on a hit, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Tacoma 2, Reno nothing.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too.
Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Ready for an MVP move? Count how many birthdays your water heater has celebrated. If it's more than 10 years old, now is the time to upgrade. Emergency water heater replacements are stressful and expensive. Don't find yourself in that situation. Tacoma Power offers a zero-interest loan to help you pay for a hybrid water heater. Check out offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
We go to the bottom of the second inning here in Reno. The Red Ears up 2-0. Darren McCacken on the mound. Had a 24-pitch first inning. And he is going to face Buddy Kennedy to start things off here in the second, followed by Drew Ellis and Dominic Canzone. Kennedy, right-hand batter, batting in the five-hole for Reno. And the pitch is swung on, bounced towards third, and past the backhand reach of Mejia and down the line. That's a base hit. Kennedy's trying to stretch it. Keldick fires to second, and it's not in time. Kennedy is in at second base with a double. Mejia had the opportunity to backhand it, but he got caught between hops, and it was a difficult play to make. And it ends up going as a double officially for Kennedy. So that's his eighth double of the season. And he's in scoring position at second for Drew Ellis. Another right-hand hitter. Ellis is batting .224 with four homers and 21 runs batted in 33 games for Reno. And the pitch is up and in, and it hit him. A fastball got him right in the shoulder. And Ellis is going to go down to first base. And the first two men have reached here in the second inning. So Ellis just wore that one, and he is slowly walking down to first base. And now Dominic Canzone is the batter. Left-hand hitter Canzone's hitting .221 with three homers and 17 runs batted in. Kacken is ready. Here's his pitch, and it is up high and outside for a ball. Another smaller crowd here in Reno, similar to yesterday. They will start to get bigger crowds here as the weekend approaches. The Rainiers are here through Sunday. Next pitch, swing and a miss, 1-1. It's game two of a six-game series. Game start at 6:35 here, and it's what time they all are, except for the sixth and final game, which is on Sunday, and that one's a 1:05 start. Now the 1-1 pitch to Canzone, bounced up the middle, deflected by McCacken, picked up by the second baseman, Blandino. Everybody's safe, and McCacken hurt himself by trying to field that ball. If he just let it go, the Red Ears were certainly going to get one and possibly get two outs on a chopper up the middle, but instead they got none. It goes officially as an infield single for Canzone, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. And now Juan Centeno is the batter, longtime AAA player, who this year had to go to AA in the Diamondback system for the first 6 weeks of the season before being moved up to Triple A Reno. Left-hand hitter, and the pitch is up high for a ball. Centeno is 3-for-9 since joining Reno. And McCacken is set. And the pitch is a swing and a miss and a slider. And the count is even 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch, check swing foul, third base side. Count goes to 1-2. McCacken could use a strikeout here. He's ready. And the 1-2 pitch to Centeno is grounded towards second. Blandino with a backhand feeds McCoy for one. On to Green. There's two. A double play, although a run does score. Kennedy crosses the plate. And advancing to third is Ellis, but the Red Ears will gladly make that trade to get the double play. So two outs now and a runner at third, and it's Tacoma 2, Reno 1. Centeno grounds into the double play. That means he does not get an RBI, as you are not credited with one when you drive in a run on a double play ball. So now Giancarlo Cintron is the batter, right-handed hitter, and he swings and misses at the first pitch. There's strike one. Cintron, 27-year-old infielder from Puerto Rico. McCacken's 0-1 pitch is laced into right field. That's a base hit and more tight to the line. Chasing it is Upton. Ellis scores. Cintron is going to second, and he will stop there with a two-out RBI double, and we are all tied up. It is 2-2. So Giancarlo Cintron doubles in the run, and now Yanni Hernandez will be the batter. Hernandez, switch hitter, will bat left-handed here. He flied out his first time up. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball. Next pitch coming from McCacken. And this one is low and away. Two balls, no strikes to Hernandez. Now the 2-0 over for a strike. It's 2-1. And the 2-1, breaking ball inside, corner, called a strike. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the 2-2 on its way. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards right field, pulled, and it goes foul, and that's out of play. Still two balls, two strikes to Yanni Hernandez. McCacken has now thrown 40 pitches. It's unusual for him to run up a high pitch count early in a game. Here's his 2-2, and it is a swing and a foul back. Still two balls, two strikes. Jackson gets the new baseball and looks in for the signs. And this one is just outside, ball three. Full count to Hernandez. He reached a full count his first time up before eventually flying out to center. And the pitch is outside for a ball. And Hernandez has walked. So he heads down to first base, second walk issued by McCacken, and there are two on with two outs for Dominic Fletcher. Well, here comes the Raiders pitching coach, Alone Leishman. He's going to go out to the mound and talk to McCacken. Try to get him on course to put an end to this inning. The Raiders really have a lot of length in the bullpen, they like to say, right now, and that there are a large number of relief pitchers on this squad at this time. So many that it's hard to get everyone enough work. So if a starting pitcher ends up having a short outing, obviously, that's not what you're looking for, but they can handle it. Well, here's Fletcher now with two on and two out. Left-hand hitter, and he swings at the first pitch and fouls it away. There's strike one. Tie game here in the bottom of the second. And McCacken's 0-1 pitch is on its way to Fletcher, and it's a swing and a foul out of play, and he's ahead of the count now 0-2. Well, they got ahead of Fletcher 0-2 last inning, and Fletcher ended up really prolonging the at-bat and eventually drawing a walk. Here's McCacken's 0-2 pitch on its way. And it swung on and hit in the air towards left center field. Forrest Wall moves over, as does the left fielder Kelnick. And Kelnick is there, and he makes the catch. And Fletcher is out, and that does it for Reno at the bottom of the second. But the Aces get two runs on three hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. And we go to the third inning of play here at Greater Nevada Field with the score Tacoma 2, Reno 2.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Get ready for summer vacation now at O'Reilly Auto Parts with up to a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select Superstart batteries. With the power, performance, and reliability your vehicle demands, Superstart batteries are made to deliver long life and consistent starts. Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Well, we've played two innings tonight here in Reno, and each team has scored two runs. And we head to the third inning of a tie game. And the Raiders will send Justin Upton to the plate, followed by Eric Mejia and Brian O'Keefe. Trey Jameson on the mound. had a 31-pitch first inning, but had a relatively easy second inning in which he threw only 11 pitches. Upton settles into the batter's box now for Tacoma. He flew in and joined the team today. Here's the pitch from Jameson, and the longtime Major League veteran fouls it away. There's strike one. Interim manager Dan Wilson said that they had to have a meeting with Upton to go over the minor league pace of play rules because he's not on a rehab assignment. He's on a he's treated like any other Rainiers player right now, so he has to be in the batter's box ready to hit before there are 9 seconds remaining on the pitch clock. He's like, pitch clock, what's that? 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. So Upton behind in the count, a ball and two strikes. Jameson's pitch is called, strike three on the inside edge, and down goes Upton. And that's the second time he has struck out today. Third strikeout for Dre Jameson. One down, and now Eric Mejia is the batter. So Upton, for the first time in his life, just got rung up by a computer umpire. Here's Eric Mejia. He had to be instructed on that as well, Upton. So here's the breaking ball in for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch up and away for a ball, 1-1. There is a growing feeling just talking to people around the league about the future of the automated ball strike system. It could be in the big leagues as soon as next year. Here's one down low for a ball, 2-1. As they continue to improve the system, it just solves so many problems. So here's one down and in for a ball, 3-1. Just a whole massive element of the game, the arguing about the strike zone and the consistency of the strike zone, just disappears. 3-1 pitch is low, ball four. And Eric Mejia heads down to first base. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. That was a good article in the Vegas paper today that I saw about some reaction to the automated ball strike system. And they had, Bruce Bochy, future Hall of Fame manager, who's not working this year, he's retired. He went to a game in Las Vegas with the automated ball strike system, and he had some positive comments on it as there's a foul tip by O'Keefe. And he made a point, gee, how much money would I have saved in my managerial career if I hadn't been fined all those times after getting ejected all those times for arguing with umpires all those times about balls and strikes? That's a good question. 0-1 pitch, up and in. One ball, one strike to Brian O'Keefe. Now the next pitch is in there for a called strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 from Jameson to O'Keefe, and it is swung on and popped up high in the sky to shallow center field. Back is Cintrone, in is Fletcher. Fletcher calls for it as he should, and the center fielder makes the catch, and that's the second out in the top of the third inning. O'Keefe flies out, and now Zach Green will be the batter. Green grounded out earlier. Right-hand hitter. And the pitch is a breaking ball up and in. 2-2 tie, top of the third, two outs, and a runner at first base. Now a throw to first, and diving in safely is Mejia. Now the 1-0 swung on and grounded foul, third base side. Past Seth Mejia Spreen in the third base coach's box. Marcus Wilson handling first base coach's duty today. He's not in the lineup tonight. One-one pitch, grounded towards third. Backhand there by Kennedy. Long throw to first on a bounce, and it is in time to get Green for the out at first base, ending the top of the third. No runs for Tacoma, no hits or errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoma 2, Reno 2.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Well, we go to the bottom of the third inning here in Reno. Tacoma and Reno tied up 2-2. Darren McCacken ready to work on Stone Garrett leading off the inning, and Garrett hits a foul ball down the right field line. And that is strike one. Now McCacken, the righty from Long Beach State, with the 0-1 pitch, and it is a swing and a miss, strike two. McCacken played 3 years of college ball at Long Beach State. Grew up in Downey, California. Now the 0-2 pitch is on its way, and it's low and outside for a ball, 1-2. Now the 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. McCacken got him with his slider, and down goes Garrett, and McCacken has his second strikeout of the night. One down, and now Seth Beer will be the batter. Whenever I hear the, or I say all the time, whenever I say Beer is the batter, I'm reminded of just one of the best promotions in the lower minor leagues that I saw many years ago. So here's a swing and a bouncer foul by Seth Beer, the beer batter in San Jose. They do this promotion in a few parks here and there, but they just do it better in San Jose than anywhere else. They name the beer batter before the game on the opposing team, right? And if that guy strikes out, in San Jose, there was half-price beer for the next 10 minutes. So now the 0-1 pitch is grounded to first, and it's fielded over there by Zach Green. He underhands to McCacken, covering first for the out, and two men are gone. So Seth Beer grounds out, and now Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. In San Jose, and this is back, I'm going back a long time here, over 20 years, but hopefully they still do this. When the beer batter would get two strikes on him, the crowd would really get hyped up, especially on a Friday night. And if he struck out, you know, half-price beer for 10 minutes, it was like an exodus. The stands just emptying as everyone would go down to the concourse to get their half-price beer. First pitch to Kennedy, misses for a ball, 1-0. And now McCacken ready. Next pitch is inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now pitches in there for a called strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Two-one delivery is in there for a strike, and that evens up 2-2. And the pitch is a called strike three. Just painted the outside edge with a slider, and down goes Buddy Kennedy, and Darren McCacken with a bounce back inning sets down the side in order at the bottom of the third with a couple of strikeouts along the way. We go to the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 2, Reno 2.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We go to the fourth inning. Tacoma 2, Reno 2 is our score. And they're right here sending Andrew Knapp, Mason McCoy, and Alex Blandino to the plate this inning against Dre Jameson. Jameson has thrown 58 pitches through three innings. Rainiers got to him for two runs in the first. Oh, this is interesting. A rare pre-first pitch of the inning mound visit by the catcher, Juan Centeno. He went out there to talk to Jameson after Jameson was done with his warm-ups. But before throwing a pitch to Knapp, Jameson ready to work on Andrew Knapp. And the first pitch is swung on and lined towards left. Canzone on the move. He can't get it. It's going to take a bounce and go to the fence. And digging for second is Knapp. And he is in there with a stand-up double, swinging at a first pitch fastball from Jameson. So Andrew Knapp doubles to left. And he's in scoring position, and now Mason McCoy is the batter. Knapp's fourth hit since joining the Red Ears, three of which have gone for extra bases. He has two doubles and a homer. Here's the pitch to McCoy. And it is grounded foul on the third base side. And it bangs into the end of the rolled up tarp here at Greater Nevada Field. McCoy looking out towards Jameson. Here's the next pitch, and it is over for a strike. Change. Count goes to 0-2. We'll check out what happened around the league last night while the Rainiers bat here in the top of the fourth. First, the 0-2 pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. Las Vegas had an impressive comeback against Sacramento last night at Las Vegas Ballpark. Here's the 1-2, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes McCoy, and that's strikeout number four for Jameson. One away, and Alex Blandino will be next. Sacramento took a 7-3 lead into the bottom of the ninth inning in Vegas. But Vegas loaded up the bases with one out, and guess who was up? It was Billy McKinney, who was a real problem for the Rainiers last series at Cheney Stadium. He was a tough out. As there's a pitch in there for a strike to Blandino. And last night, McKinney hit a grand slam in the bottom of the ninth inning to tie the game. They were down 7-3, and that made it 7-7. They went to extras. 0-1 pitch fouled at the plate by Blandino, and the count's 0-2. And no one scored in the 10th in Vegas, even with the automatic runner. That's odd. And then in the 11th, Sacramento did not score in the top, and in the bottom, Dermis Garcia won the game with a RBI single with one out. And Vegas with a big comeback. They completed the comeback, and they won it in 11, 8-7, the final over Sacramento. And with that, Vegas took sole possession of first in the West. It was their fifth consecutive win. They won the last four against Tacoma this past week at Cheney. And then they won their homestand opener last night. So they've won five in a row, and they lead Salt Lake by a half game. 0-2 pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Blandino, and that's strikeout number five for Jameson. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall had an infield single his first time up. He's 1-for-1. Now the pitch is a fastball for a strike. In the East, Oklahoma City shut out Round Rock 8-0. Bo Burrows started for Oklahoma City and went 5 2/3 scoreless with 8 strikeouts and two relievers combined on a 6-hit shutout. Swall takes one outside. And Ryan Noda, the first baseman for Oklahoma City, went 4-for-5 and drove in two runs. And then Sugarland scored 6 runs in the second inning, highlighted by a grand slam from Corey Jolks, and they beat Albuquerque 10-3. So there's ball two now to Wall. So in the East, Oklahoma City and Round Rock remain tied in first, and El Paso is 2 games back. Now the 2-1 pitch is called a strike, and counts even 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Knapp led off this inning with a double. He's still there. And now Wall launches one to right field and deep and way back. And this is gone. Forrest Wall has connected for his second home run of the season. He got a hanging slider from Jameson, and he launched it to right field. A two-run home run, and Tacoma has regained the lead. It is 4-2. Forrest Wall touches them all. No doubt about that one. And Tacoma with its second home run of the game and 68th as a team this season. And here's Kelnick, who hit the other homer to lead off the game. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. And that measurement, the measurement on that home run, the estimated distance from the StatCast, 402 feet. Yeah, the 1-0 is a swing and a miss, 1-1 the count. Yeah, the 1-1 coming. And the pitch is grounded up the middle, deflected by the pitcher. He picks it up behind the mound and still has time, and he throws out Kelnick at first for the final out. Athletic play by the pitcher, Jameson, to get that ball and still have time to throw out Kelnick. But the Red Ears get two at the top of the fourth on Forrest Wall's second home run of the year. Two runs on two hits. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Tacoma 4, Reno 2.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Well, the Rainiers up 4-2 as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Reno. And Darren McCacken ready to face Drew Ellis, who leads things off at the bottom of the fourth. And the pitch from the right-hander is taken down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Rainiers just regained the lead at the top of this inning on the two-run home run by Forrest Wall. Now McCacken with a 1-0 pitch, and it is over for a called strike, and that evens things up 1-1. Next pitch coming, and it is down low for a ball. Now the 2-1. And it is breaking ball over for a strike, and the count's even 2-2. Now pitch is bounced towards third. A clean hop for Mejia, and he fires to first in time for the out, and one man is gone. At the bottom of the fourth inning, Drew Ellis bounces out to third baseman Eric Mejia. And now Dominic Canzone will be the batter. left-hand zone, had an infield single earlier. And the pitch misses outside for a ball, 1-0. Now this one is outside for a ball. 2-0 the count. Now the pitch is just outside, ball three, and McCacken, who has already walked two tonight, is behind in the count, 3-0 on Canzone. And the pitch is over for a strike. Three-one delivery. Fouled out of play. Count goes full, 3-2. Now the payoff pitch is swung out and popped up in the air to left field. Kelnick has to drift back, and he's there, and he makes the catch. The wind played some tricks with that ball, and Kelnick had to adjust, but he made the play. Canzone retired, two outs in the bottom of the fourth, and now Juan Centeno will be the batter. I was just looking at the Major League scoreboard, and, man, Coors Field was very Coors Fieldy today. I guess it still is because it's ongoing. First off, the Marlins and the Rockies got rained out yesterday, so they're playing a doubleheader today. Pitch to Centeno is in there for a strike. And in the first game, the Marlins just went Coors Field crazy. They had 21 hits and won the game 14-1. Then you get to game two of the doubleheader. There's a ball, 1-1. Game two is now going to the 10th inning with the score Marlins 11, Rockies 11. Now a foul back by Centeno, 1-2. So 14-1, 21 hits in the opener. 11-11 tie. Who knows what's going to happen in game two. Now here's one up high, 2-2. Coors Field in Colorado. That's what happens when you let the Pacific Coast League into the big leagues. High elevation baseball. 2-2 is grounded foul off the fencing in front of the Rainiers dugout on the first base side here in Reno. Still two balls, two strikes. Two outs, no one on. And the pitch is pulled to the right side. That's fielded by Blandino, and a throw to first is in time for the out, and the inning is over. McCacken has now retired seven consecutive Reno batters. We go to the fifth inning of play here at Greater Nevada Field with the score Tacoma 4, Reno 2.
Marybridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Marybridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Marybridge Children's. We're here for you.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU is built a top-rated app.
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Moving on to the fifth inning, it is Tacoma 4, Reno 2. And the Red Ears will send Justin Upton, Eric Mejia, and Brian O'Keefe to the plate here in the top of the fifth inning to face the right-hander Dre Jameson. Upton heads to the batter's box now. He's 0 for 2 with two strikeouts so far in his Rainier's debut. Upton settles into the batter's box now. And the pitch is a check swing. Did he go? No. Ball one. Oh, boy. I have to explain this one. So there's a swing and a miss to Upton. So there was a loose ball near the on-deck circle where Mejia is standing. He's up next. He tried to throw it to the crowd over the high screen behind home plate twice. As there's one in for a strike. Couldn't get it over the screen on either toss. Gave up, tossed the ball to the bat boy instead. And then with the fans groaning behind home plate, he raised both arms in ironic triumph. Well, there's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Upton, and Jameson has fanned him three times today. That's his sixth strikeout overall, and now Eric Mejia will be the batter. And Mejia lines the first pitch right to the first baseman, Ellis, who makes the catch. And Mejia is retired for the first time in this one. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. Mariners lost today. Orioles bounced back and beat them 9-2 today after the Mariners won the opener yesterday 10-0. Those games have not been close. There's a swing and a miss by O'Keefe. Today it was the Orioles' turn. They hit four homers, including back-to-back shots in the sixth inning by Ryan Mountcastle and Ramon Urias. So here's one up and in for a ball to O'Keefe. Robbie Ray struggling, allowed four runs in five innings. Rougned Odor hit a three-run homer off him in the second. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Ray now 4-6 with a 4.93 ERA. Mariners were hoping for some better results from their number one starters. Here's a fly to right field off the bat of O'Keefe, but it's playable right at the edge of the warning track. Shane Garrett makes the catch and the inning is over. Right, here's go in order at the top of the fifth inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the fifth with the score, Tacoma 4, Reno 2.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality. quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Tacoma leading Reno 4-2 is our score. And Darren McCacken with his pitch to Jonathan Cintrone. And it is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch misses for a ball. 1-1. Cintrone hit an RBI double in the second. And at the time, that tied up the game, and now he hits a roller up the middle, and that's going to sneak into center field and get deflected into shallow center by the second baseman, Blandino, who was trying to grab it out on the outfield grass, but Cintrone has a base hit to start things off in the fifth. That ends a string of seven straight batters retired by Darren McCacken, and now Yanni Hernandez will be the batter. Hernandez has flied out and walked so far. And here's the pitch from McCacken. And it is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Some fans complaining to the robot umpire again. Now the 0-1 is swung on and hit in the air towards left. This is struck pretty well. Back is Keldick, and he's going to have room, and he makes the catch for the first out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Hernandez flies out to left, one away, and now Dominic Fletcher will be the batter. We'll take a look at our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. Double-A Arkansas had Taylor Dollard on the mound last night. And that guy has been lights out this year. He allowed one run in five innings yesterday. That caused his earned run average to go up to 1.09 on the year. Taylor Dollard at Double-A Arkansas. Here's a drive to center. And there's Forrest Wall to make the catch. He barely had to move. And Fletcher is retired, two down in the bottom of the fifth. And now Stone Garrett will be the batter. Dollard last night struck out seven, didn't walk anyone against the Springfield Cardinals. Arkansas put nine on the board. They have not been scoring much, so that was a real outburst for them. Jake Shiner led the way with two hits, including a double and three runs batted in. Here's McCacken's pitch to Garrett, and it is swung on and popped up foul, and that's out of play, strike one. Loe Modesto lost to Fresno 6-2, although Robert Perez drove in two runs, and he leads the organization with 44 runs batted in. Now the 0-1 pitch. No, a move to first by McCacken. And then there was the Everett Aqua Sox, clearly the highlight of our Mariner Farm Report today. They played a game and a half yesterday. They had to complete a suspended game from April 10th against Eugene. They had to pick it up in the fourth inning. So the 0-1 pitch is fouled away. And Everett lost that game 5-4, although Abraham Toro rehabbed, having a couple of hits drove in two runs and was actually activated by the Mariners today from the injured list. They placed Kyle Lewis on the 7-day concussion list after he was hit by a pitch in a game on Saturday. 0-2 to Garrett is hit in the air to center field, and underneath it is Wall, and he makes the catch, and that's the final out of the inning. And we're going to get to the fun stuff on the farm report in the next frame, because Reno goes down without scoring at the bottom of the fifth. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the sixth inning of play. It's Tacoma 4, Reno 2.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Moving on to the sixth inning here in Reno. Tacoma 4, Reno 2 is our score. Rainiers have scored three of their four runs on homers today. Kelnick led off the game with a homer. And then they got a second run in the first inning when Mejia and O'Keefe hit back-to-back doubles. And then in the fourth inning, Forrest Wall pulled a two-run homer to right, snapping the 2-2 tie, giving the Rainiers the 4-2 lead, which they currently enjoy. Here's Zach Green leading off the top of the sixth. They have the pitch from Dre Jameson is a fastball, swing and a miss, strike one. So yesterday, on our as our Mariners Farm Report continues, yesterday, Everett and Eugene. So here's a pitch down low for a ball. As I was mentioning, they had to complete a suspended game from April 10th, which they did. That meant that the regularly scheduled game was shortened from 9 innings to 7 innings on the minor league doubleheader rule. So now the 1-1 pitch is in there for a strike, 1-2. And in the second game, Everett started the right-hander Juan Mercedes, who spent about 3 weeks, maybe even a month, with the Rainiers back in April this year when the Rainiers were short on pitching. Here's a grounder back to the mound. It's fielded by Jameson, and he will throw out Green at first base. One away in the top of the sixth inning. And now Andrew Knapp is the batter. And Mercedes stuck around with the Rainiers for quite a while, despite having come up from low A Modesto, because he was really composed on the mound and threw strikes, not rattled at all about being in AAA as a 21-year-old, carried himself well. And so here's a swing and a drive to right off the bat of Knapp. This is deep, and it is back, and it is gone. Andrew Knapp has yanked a solo shot to right field. The Rainiers catcher with his second home run since joining the squad, and the Rainiers make it a 5-2 lead over Reno in the top of the sixth inning. Andrew Knapp circles the bases. And it is a three-run lead now. And here comes Mason McCoy. So Mercedes, during that time with the Rainiers earlier this year, impressed enough people in the organization that they decided that when the Rainiers pitching staff filled out enough where they didn't need him in AAA anymore, as here's one outside for a ball, they wanted him to start games for the Aqua Sox. higher level, advanced Class A, than where he had been previously in low A Modesto before he was summoned to Tacoma to kind of be the last man on the staff and help out the club. So there's a swing and a miss now by McCoy. So he went into the Everett rotation, and he's had his ups and downs. Last night he had an up. He pitched a seven-inning no-hitter against Eugene. Sears went outside for a ball to McCoy. He walked two, struck out 10, 98 pitches, 63 strikes. Juan Mercedes with the no-hitter for the Everett Aqua Sox last night. It's now a check swing bouncer back to the mound, fielded by Jameson, and he throws out McCoy. And two men are gone in the sixth, and Alex Blandino will be next. The no-hitter Juan Mercedes pitched was the first no-hitter in the long, the 30 years that the Everett Aqua Sox have been affiliated with the Mariners. There was one other previous Everett no-hitter when they were a Giants affiliate in the 1980s, but they had not had a no-hitter pitch since then. So here's one up and in to Blandino. And Juan Mercedes did it last night for the Mariners Advanced Class A Club. Won the game 5-0. 1-0 to Blandino is low for a ball, 2-0. Now Jameson with his 2-0 pitch, and it is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Next pitch is a swing and a foul, and the count's even, 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 now to Blandino. And it is a swing and a foul back. There's action in the Reno bullpen. Jameson is just shy of 100 pitches now. We've got him at 97. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. No one on. And the pitch is a breaking ball up high. Blandino lays off. Full count, 3-2. Now the 3-2 is on its way, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. 96-mile-per-hour fastball to close out the top of the seventh. Strikeout number seven for Jameson, but the Red Ears got him for another homer. Andrew Knapp went deep. Third homer of the game for Tacoma. One run on one hit, no one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Reno 2.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Well, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Red Ears lead Reno 5-2. New pitcher for the Red Ears to work the bottom of the sixth. Wyatt Mills comes in. Darren McCacken done after five innings. He got better as the game went on, that's for sure. As he had a couple tough innings in the first two, as the pitch from Mills to Seth Beer is inside for a ball. But then McCacken, after throwing 46 pitches in the first two innings, really settled down and more or less coasted through the third, fourth, and fifth innings. Here's the 1-0 to Beer, and it's a swing and a miss, 1-1. All told, McCacken went five innings, allowed four hits, two runs, both earned. He walked two and struck out three. Now the 1-1 pitch is outside for a ball. 2-1 to Beer. Wyatt Mills is appearing in his ninth game for Tacoma. 1-0 with a 1.59 ERA in 11 and a third innings. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Beer, and it is fouled back. And the count's even now, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air down the left field line, tight to the foul line. Kelnick running over into foul ground, and he runs out of room. He can't get it. It's out of play. Still two balls, two strikes to Seth Beer. Now Mills is ready. And the pitch is just a bit low for a ball. Full count, 3-2. Mills, the right-hander out of Gonzaga. He's been in the big leagues quite a bit this year. Here's his 3-2 pitch, and it is outside. Ball four, a leadoff walk to Seth Beer in the bottom of the sixth. And now Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. Kennedy is 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored. Now the pitch from Mills to Kennedy is a fastball outside. 1-0 the count. Rainier's hoping for a double play grounder here. And Mills with a pitch, and it is swung on and grounded up the middle and into center field. That's a base hit, and Beer takes second and stops there. Buddy Kennedy has his second hit of the night. And Reno has the tying runners on base and no one out in the bottom. They have the tying run at the plate and no one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. And now the Rainier's catcher, Andrew Knapp, goes to the mound to talk to Mills. As Drew Ellis is going to be the hitter. Andrew Knapp still learning all the Red Ears pitchers as Knapp is in his eighth game for Tacoma today. So Ellis stands in. He's 0-for-1 and has been hit by a pitch and scored a run in the second inning. Mills starts him off with a fastball for a strike. 0-1 the count. Yeah, the 0-1 is on its way. And it is inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. One pitch coming. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike two. Next pitch outside. Two balls, two strikes. Well, the doubleheader finally ended in Colorado. Marlins won the first game 14-1. In 10 innings, Rockies win the second game 13-12. And they won it dramatically. Here's the 2-2 to Ellis. And it swung on and popped up on the right side. Infield fly. And Zach Green makes the catch. And there's the first out at the bottom of the sixth inning. So Ellis pops up. And now Dominic Canzone, a left-hand hitter, will come to the plate. The Rockies won the second game. It was a 11-11 after nine innings. Marlins got one in the top of the 10th to go up 12-11. And then in the bottom of the 10th, the Rockies won it on a game-winning homer. So now the pitch to Canzone is fouled back. And that game-winning homer was hit by Brendan Rodgers, a former Albuquerque Isotope, who had already homered twice in the game. The game winner to end the marathon doubleheader was his third homer of the game. And they won it 13-12. So here's a foul back by Canzone. So the Marlins had a doubleheader in which they scored 26 runs and had 33 hits. And they didn't sweep it. They had to settle for a split. 1-2 pitch to Canzone. And it's bounced foul on the third base side. Oh, 2 the count still. Beer, the runner at second, and Kennedy at first with one out in the sixth. Raiders lead 5-2 here in Reno. And Mills with the 0-2 pitch on its way. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with an off-speed pitch running in on the hands of Canzone. And there's the second out here at the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Juan Centeno will be the batter. Centeno is grounded out to second base twice, one time turning it into a double play. Well, the Rainiers turned it into a double play. So here's the pitch outside to Centeno. Ball one. Now the pitch is inside for a ball. Here comes the 2-0. And the pitch is lined into center field. That's a base hit. Coming around third is Beer. Here they're sending him home, and the throw comes into second. Beer scores. Taking third is Kennedy. It's an RBI single for Juan Centeno, and it is now Tacoma 5, Reno 3. Centeno with the two-out RBI single. So leadoff walk. Leads to a run here in the sixth. And now the batter is the number nine man, Giancarlo Cintron, who's 2-for-2 in this game. With an RBI double and an infield single. And a swing and a foul back. Oh, and won the count. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. Now a swing and a pop-up. This should do it. The shortstop, McCoy, is called off by the second baseman, Blandino, who makes the catch, and that is the final out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Citrone pops up, and the inning is over, but Reno gets a run on two hits, and there were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the seventh inning. Close game here. Tacoma 5, Reno 3.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Well, we go to the seventh inning, and Tacoma leads Reno by a score of 5-3. And the Aces have gone to the bullpen for their first time today. They have brought in left-hander Tyler Holton on in relief of Trey Jameson. Forrest Wall will lead things off, and he's going to miss Trey Jameson. He went 2-for-2 against the hard-throwing righty, including his second home run of the year, a two-run shot in the fourth. Jameson went 6 innings, allowed 7 hits and 5 runs all earned. He walked 1 and struck out 7. Problem was, for Jameson, when the Rainiers hit him, they hit him hard. So here's one in for a strike to Wall. Tacoma had 7 hits, 6 for extra bases, 3 doubles and 3 homers. Now Holton with the 0-1 pitch to Wall, and Wall lines it into center field, and that's going to get down for a base hit, and Forrest Wall has his third hit of the game. A single to center field to start the seventh inning. 3-for-3 today. And now the batter will be Jared Kelnick. Holton has been bouncing back and forth between AAA and the big leagues this season, and with Reno, he's 2-0 with a 5.65 ERA. This is his ninth appearance. He often goes multiple innings. He's thrown 14 and a third innings in 8 games prior to this one. His pitch to Kelnick is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the pitch is bounced foul by Kelnick on the first base side. No balls, 1-1 the count to Kelnick. And Holton with a pickoff move, and Wall broke to second, and he's in a rundown. He's being chased back by Hernandez, and now he's being chased by the first baseman, and Wall tries a little deke move but is tagged out by Cintron. And that is the first out of the inning. It'll go in the books, I'm sure, as a caught stealing because he was on the move. 1-3-6-3-4. If you're keeping score, 1-3-6-3-4. Well, one ball, one strike, the count to Kelnick, and now no one on base and one out. And Holton's pitch is down in the dirt and skips through to the backstop. Two balls, one strike. Next pitch is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. And the count's now even 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and there's the second out of the inning. And Holton has his first strikeout. So two down, and here's Justin Upton, who struck out all three times that he faced Dre Jameson. Now he faces the lefty Holton. And the pitch is on its way, and it's a swing and a miss, strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. So no balls, two strikes, two outs. There's the 0-2 pitch, and it is grounded foul down the third baseline. Still 0-2 to Upton, who was out in front of that pitch. And stands with a bat hanging down low as he waits for the pitcher to prep. As now he fouls one back and into the seats behind home plate. And had the ball bounce right to his feet. So, of course, he raised it triumphantly. 0-2 pitch up high for a ball. 1-2. The 1-2 coming. And it is low. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two offering coming from Holton. And that's a called strike three. And Upton goes down looking. And that's 0 for 4 with four strikeouts in his Rainiers debut. No runs on a hit, and no one left. It's the seventh inning stretch in Reno. Tacoma 5, Reno 3.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU is built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Well, we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Just had the seventh inning stretch here in Reno. Tacoma leading the game 5-3, and they dip into the bullpen and summon Matt Brash to work the bottom of the seventh. And the hard-throwing righty's first pitch to Yanni Hernandez is a 99-mile-per-hour heater that is fouled away for strike one. Brash with the wind up, and now the 0-1 pitch is swung on and grounded foul third base side. Another 99-mile-per-hour fastball. 0-2 the count to Yanni Hernandez. Brash also possesses a wipeout slider and a knuckle curve. 0-2 pitch, fastball up high. 99 again. 1-2 the count. Brash, the hardest throwing Rainier's reliever we've had in a few years. It's into his wind now. The 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, and down goes Hernandez, and that's the first out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Brash used the knuckle curve there to get him. And now Dominic Fletcher is the batter. Well, I suppose we could count for hard throwers of more recent vintage. Last year, at the very end of the season, the very end, Andres Munoz had a rehab outing. Sears one up high for a ball to Fletcher, and Munoz hit triple digits on the radar gun. Now Brash with his next one, and this is swung out and hit well towards left center, and on the move is Wall. Look it up, and it is off the fence. And Wall picks it up, checking in at second base and stopping there with a long double is Dominic Fletcher. And the Aces have a man in scoring position, and they have the tying run of the batter's box with their home run leader, Stone Garrett, coming to the plate. Garrett's 0 for 3 today. So Fletcher connects for a double. He has hit safely in 10 of his 11 AAA games since coming up from AA Amarillo. And he was on a 19-game hitting streak at AA when he got promoted. He hit safely in his first 8 games with Reno, reaching a personal 27-game hitting streak before he finally had an offer on Saturday. And now he's hit it 3 straight since then, or 2 straight since then. Here's the 1-0, and it is hit foul down the right field line. Ball one was a pitch clock violation on Brash, and then that one fouled off by Garrett, so 1-1 the count. Now time called by Garrett. He steps out. One ball, one strike. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. Count goes to 1-2. See if Brash can put him away. The right-hander is set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider. Down goes Garrett. And there's the second out of the inning. Both outs coming via the strikeout. And now Seth Beer is the batter. He's 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored today. Now Brash with the pitch, and it is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 coming, and it's a swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. Now the 1-1 pitch. And it is bounced to the right side. Two hops to the second baseman, Blandino, who fields it and throws out Beer at first base, ending the bottom of the seventh inning. A scoreless frame delivered by Matt Brash. No runs on a hit. There were no errors. One runner left. We go to the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Reno 3.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria. También somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
We go to the eighth inning, and the Red Ears lead Reno 5-3. Eric Mejia, Brian O'Keefe, and Zach Green to bat here in the top of the eighth inning against Tyler Holton, who worked a scoreless seventh inning for Reno. And Mejia strolls towards home plate and gets settled in the batter's box now. He's reached base twice in this game with a double and a walk. And he has scored a run. And the time he made an out, he lined out to the first baseman. Switch hitter bats right against Holton. And Mejia was thinking about bunting for a hit, and he ends up taking a strike. 0-1 the count. 5-3 Tacoma. The Red Ears know that insurance runs are a very good idea, especially in parks like this. Here's one down low for a ball, though we're working on our second straight low-scoring game here by Reno standards. I mean, last night was unbelievable, 3-2 game here. Here we're 5-3 going to the eighth. 1-1 is a swing and a miss there, strike two. Reno with three runs on seven hits. The Rainiers, five runs on eight hits. Now the pitch is in there for a called strike three, and Mejia goes down looking, one out in the top of the eighth inning. That's three straight strikeouts for Holton going back to last inning. Now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. A And the pitch is a breaking ball that stayed up high. Ball one. Now the 1-0. Grounded towards third, and that's a backhand pickup by Kennedy, and he doesn't pick it up cleanly. And safe at first base is O'Keefe. So he is on what I believe will be ruled an error, as that should have been a pretty routine play for Buddy Kennedy at third. So the Rainiers have a man on, and now Zach Green is the batter. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Want to know the count. And the pitch is outside 2-0. Now here's one inside for a ball. Now pitches up high, and that is ball four. A four-pitch walk, and Green heads down to first base. O'Keefe takes second. They did call that an error when O'Keefe reached first base. So there are two on with one out. And now Andrew Knapp will bat. He's already doubled and homered today. Holton's pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike one. Yeah, the 0-1 coming. And it's a swing and a miss and a change. Count goes to 0-2. Holton's ready. The 0-2 pitch is swung on, bounced right to the second baseman. Should be two. Fielded by Cintron. Goes to second for one. Throws to first for two. It's an inning-ending double play, as easy as can be. No runs for the Red Ears at the top of the eighth. No hits. There was an error and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Reno 3.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
We We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here in Reno. The Red Ears leading the Aces 5-3. And Tacoma brings in the veteran Drew Steckenrider to pitch the bottom of the eighth inning. He's on in relief of Matt Brash, who worked one scoreless inning, allowing a hit and striking out two. No walks for Brash today. So Steckenrider is on, and this is his second appearance since being optioned to AAA by the Mariners. He pitched in Sunday's game at Cheney, allowed a run in one inning of work on two hits. That was against Vegas. His first pitch to Buddy Kennedy misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. Kennedy's 2-for-3 with a single and a double and a run scored. And the pitch from Steckenrider is down low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Justin Upton has come out of the game. And Miguel Perez is in right field as the next pitch misses for a ball. There's the 3-0 now, and it is fastball called a strike. Three-one pitch. Pumped in there for a strike at 94 on the gun, and the count goes full, 3-2. Well, it was 3-0, now it's 3-2, and the full count pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Steckenrider strikes out Buddy Kennedy after falling behind in the count. Nice bounce back. He gets the whiff, and one man is gone at the bottom of the eighth inning. Now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Ellis is 0-for-2. He's been hit by a pitch and scored a run. There's a breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch. Slider for a strike. Actually, that's a curve he throws as a breaking ball. 0-2 the count. Pretty hard curve ball coming in the low 80s on the gun. Yeah, the 0-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back and out of play. Still 0-2 on Ellis. So 0-2 the count. Steckenrider trying to put him away. And the pitch is in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2, and it is hit well towards center field. Back it up is Wall in straightaway center, and he's there to make the catch at the edge of the warning track for out number two. Ellis flies out to deep center. Two away in the bottom of the eighth inning, and now Dominic Canzone is the batter. Canzone is 1-for-3 with an infield single so far. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Now the 1-0 is high and away. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0. Called a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Now this pitch is a swing and a miss. 2-2. Nice change from Steckenrider. So the count's even. Two balls, two strikes. And the righty is ready. Here's his pitch, and it is swung on and hit foul in the air and out of play down the left field line. Still two balls, two strikes. The 2-2 coming down low, ball three. On deck is Juan Centeno. Now the 3-2 is swung on and hit in the air to right center field, and this is deep and back and gone. It just does get out of here. A homer to right center for Dominic Canzone. It is his fourth of the year, and we have ourselves a one-run game. So Canzone laces one out of here to right center. And now Centeno is the batter. Centeno is 1-for-3 with an RBI single his last time up. Left-hand hitter, and the pitch from Steckenrider is in there for a called strike. Yeah, the righty with the 0-1 pitch, and it is swung on. It bounced towards the shortstop. That's fielded by McCoy. Toss it to first for the out, and the inning is over. But Reno draws closer. They get one run on one hit. The Dominic Canzone homer. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the ninth inning, a one-run game in Reno. It's Tacoma 5, Reno 4.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
If your vehicle squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brake rotors and pads. Now through June 28th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or order online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 5, Reno 4. Aces bring in a new pitcher. Right-hander Edwin Uceta is in to work the top of the ninth inning. Rainiers would really like to get some insurance runs with McCoy, Blandino, and Wall coming to the plate. Uceta's on in relief of Tyler Holton, who worked two scoreless innings of one-hit ball. Walked one and struck out three. Looked impressive. So Uceta is in from the pen. And he is 2-0 with a 3.43 ERA in 10 appearances for Reno this year, which includes two starts. This is his ninth appearance from the bullpen. McCoy settles into the batter's box. He's 0-for-3 so far. And the pitch misses for a ball. Now the next pitch is in there, down low for a ball, 2-0 the count. And now here's a swing and a drive. Deep left field. No doubt about this one. Mason McCoy just hit a tank to left field. Absolute bomb. He even took a brief moment to watch it go. And the Raiders have hit their fourth home run of the game, and they lead it 6-4. That ball was crushed. McCoy with his fifth home run of the season. And the Raiders get an insurance run with a long ball here at the top of the ninth inning. So McCoy sends one out of here to left. And now Blandino is the batter, and he takes a strike. 0-1 the count. Let's see what the estimated distance on that one was. So now the next pitch misses for a ball, 1-1. 392, 106 miles per hour off the bat. 1-1, swing and a miss, strike two. Or correction, that was strike three. The scoreboard had the count at 1-1, but nope, it was 0-2. So Blandino goes down swinging, one away at the top of the ninth. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter. 3-for-3 today with two singles and a two-run homer. And he takes a strike. This is Wall's third three-hit game of the year. As he takes a ball now, he does not have a four-hit game yet this season. 1-1 pitch coming from Uceta. And it is called a strike, and the count moves to 1-2. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth, Reno has the number 9 hitter leading off. Cintron. Now the pitch is swung on. It bounced up the first baseline. Foul ball. Can't quite tell who's warming up in the Rainier's pen, other than to share with you that it is a right-hander. Might be Matt Cook. 1-2 pitch is down and in for a ball, 2-2. Figured it would be either Cook or Nick Ramirez in the ninth in a save situation tonight as Wall hits another foul after yesterday at the end of the game. Dan Wilson used Weigel, Abad, and Young in the final three innings. Young had maybe the smoothest save in a one-run game on the road in Reno that I could ever recall. Just calmly set down the 2-3 and 4 hitters in the Aces lineup to end the game with a couple of strikeouts. 2-2 pitch is bounced foul. Forrest Wall is fouling off pitch after pitch here. This is going to be the ninth pitch of the plate appearance, this next one. Uceta into his motion. 2-2 is up and away, ball three. Full count. Here's the payoff. And it's fouled back. Pitch number 11 coming up. And here it is. Swung on and fouled back again. So this will be pitch number 12 from Uceta to Wall. Guess what happened? You know. Foul ball. pitch 13 coming up with a full count. No one on base, one out of the ninth. And it is high ball four, and Wall just walked on 13 pitches. And he heads down to first base with one out. The old 13-pitch walk. And now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. One for four with a homer today. Let off the game with a homer. And a toss to first, and Wall is back in safely. Now another throw to first, and diving in safely is Wall. Rainiers lead 6-4. We're in the top of the ninth inning. Here's the pitch, and it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count to Kelnick. Now the runner goes, pitches up high, throw to second base, is in time, they got him. Juan Centeno throws out Wall at second. The shortstop, Hernandez, applying the tag. And that's the second out of the inning, and Forrest Wall has been caught stealing twice in this game. Now the 1-1 to Kelnick, swing and a foul back. And the count goes to 1-2. And the pitch is inside for a ball. And Kelnick thought it was ball four, and the umpire is saying no. Or no, Kelnick, I think, thought it grazed his uniform. Okay, he thought it grazed his uniform, and the umpire said no. So the plate appearance continues. And the pitch from Uceta is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. That is strike three. And that does it for the Red Ears in the top of the ninth. But they get their insurance run on the homer by Mason McCoy that led off the inning. One run on one hit, no one left. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Let's see if the Red Ears can make it two in a row in Reno. Our score, Tacoma 6, Reno 4.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game. Not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
They're trying to hype up the crowd in Reno as the Rainiers lead Reno 6-4 going to the bottom of the ninth inning. And a new pitcher is in for Tacoma. It is Matt Cook. And Cook comes in, and he'll face Giancarlo Cintron to start things off. Right-handed hitter. And Cook, former member of the Reno Aces, is into his motion, and the pitch is inside and high, ball one. Cook is appearing in his 11th game for the Red Ears. He's 1-0 with a 0.93 ERA. He's allowed one run in 9 2/3 innings. Here's a grounder to short, fielded by McCoy. Throw it to first in time for the out. One away at the bottom of the ninth. Cook has not had a save situation yet. This is his first. And now he's going to work on Yanni Hernandez. Hernandez is 0-for-3 with a walk. And Cook is ready. Here's the pitch. And it is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Next pitch from the right-hander is a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, says the third base umpire on appeal. That is strike two. Cook throwing a cutter that was running in on the hands of Hernandez, and he couldn't stop himself from swinging at it. Tried. 0-2 the count to Hernandez. And now Cook is into his motion. Here's his pitch, and it is swung on and fouled right off the foot of Hernandez, and now he's in some pain as he fouled that straight down onto his right foot. And he's trying to walk it off in the area around the batter's box, but that stinks. The Aces have Dominic Fletcher on deck, and then their biggest power threat, Stone Garrett, would hit after Fletcher if Reno gets anyone on base. Rainiers lead 6-4 here with one out in the bottom of the ninth, and Cook is ahead of Hernandez. No balls, two strikes. Hernandez is ready to hit now. Cook into his motion, and the pitch is a swing and a foul off the other foot. My goodness. He hit the first one off of his right foot, and this one he fouled. Oh, this one also off the right foot as I see the replay. So he just hit that foot again on back-to-back foul balls. And now the trainer's going to check on him. Yeah, Michael Powell, the Aces trainer, is out to talk to Hernandez, and the manager, Gil Velazquez, bats as well. And one of his teammates threw a shin guard out onto the field. That's cruel humor. Hernandez doesn't wear one, but well, now I think he is going to put it on and try to continue this at bat. So he's going to put on a shin guard and continue the at bat. How about that? I thought someone was just pranking him. So Hernandez now heads back to the batter's box with a shin guard on his right leg. And a count of no balls and two strikes. And Cook with the pitch. And it is up high. One ball, two strikes. Now Cook into his motion. The 1-2 pitch is inside. And Hernandez steps back. Two balls, two strikes. Cook's ready. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Up and away, ball three. It was 0-2, and he's missed with three straight. Don't want to put this guy on and bring the tying run to the plate. Here's the 3-2 on its way from Matt Cook, and it is a swing and a drive to right. That is not what the Red Ears wanted either. It is gone. A solo shot to right field for Yanni Hernandez. His first home run of the season. And we've got ourselves a one-run game. It's Tacoma 6, Reno 5. So the lead is down to one. And now the batter is Dominic Fletcher, who is 1-for-3 with a double and a walk today, another left-hand hitter. Cook's pitch is a swing and a miss. And there's strike one. Good sinking fastball there from Cook. 0-1 the count. Next delivery. Fouled back to the screen, 0-2. And here we are again. He was just ahead of Yanni Hernandez, 0-2. And Hernandez worked a full count and then homered. Now Cook's ahead of Fletcher. No balls, two strikes. And the righty with his pitch. Down in the dirt for a ball. 1-2. So one ball, two strikes, the count to Dominic Fletcher with Stone Garrett on deck. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back to the screen. Still one ball, two strikes. Cook trying to put him away. He's into his motion. The 1-2 is high. Two balls, two strikes. Now here comes the 2-2. And it is down and in, ball three. Another full count, 3-2. No one up in the Red Ears bullpen. Three balls, two strikes to Dominic Fletcher. Here's the payoff pitch, and it is inside, ball four. So now the Aces have the tying runner on base and the winning run in the batter's box. And coming to the plate is the man who is second in the league in home runs, Stone Garrett. The Red Ears pitching coach, Alon Leishman, begins a walk out to the mound to go talk to Cook, who has just been throwing cutter after cutter after cutter here. And got the first hitter out, allowed the game to, the homer that made it a one-run game. But now the walk to Fletcher. And the meeting on the mound comes to an end. Here's Garrett now. So Green's going to hold the runner on at first. Fletcher has not attempted, well, he's 0-for-1 stealing since coming up from AA. He has a small lead. And the pitch from Cook is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. That was a first pitch slider there from Cook. He mixed it up a little bit. So 0-1 the count to Garrett. And Garrett calls time and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Came into play hitting .298 with 13 homers and tied for the league lead and runs batted in with 46. Pitch is a fastball up and in. 1-1 the count. Now Cook's ready. Here comes the 1-1 on its way. And it's a swing and a miss and a slider, and the count goes to 1-2. So he's ahead of Garrett, a ball and two strikes. Seth Beer is the on-deck hitter for Reno. Right here's leading 6-5, one out at the bottom of the ninth inning. And Cook is ready. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And it is swung on and tapped towards second, and Blandino fields it, tags the runner for one, throws to first, not in time. They get one out and just missed getting the double play. Blandino tagged Fletcher because he fielded it right in the base path, and Fletcher was in front of him, and then he threw to first but could not double up Stone Garrett. So two down, and here's Seth Beer. Winning run in the batter's box for Reno. Tying runner at first base in the form of Stone Garrett. Garrett is 7-for-7 stealing this year. Be on the lookout for that. And Cook is set of the pitch, is up high and outside for a ball, 1-0. Bears 0-for-3 tonight. He's walked and scored. He's got power. He can end it with one swing. He's hit 3 homers and 46 at-bats since coming down from the big leagues. Here's Cook with the 1-0, and it is a fastball, little high. 2 balls, no strikes. The on-deck hitter is right-handed. It's Buddy Kennedy. But if you walk Beer, it does put the tying runner into scoring position and the winning run on base. 2-0 pitch is high, ball 3. That one seemed like it probably should have clipped the top of the strike zone, but it did not. 3-0 the count. Blandino, the second baseman's playing about 4 steps deep onto the outfield grass. The 3-0 pitch is in there for a called strike. And the shortstop, McCoy, is shaded up the middle. And Mejia at third is well off the line. Green holding the runner on at first. Outfield straight away and deep. Here's the 3-1 pitch from Cook, and it is a swing and a miss and a slider that would have been ball 4. Instead, it's now a full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. That means Garrett, the runner at first, is going to be on the move with the pitch. He's the tying run. Full count, 3-2. Payoff comes. Swing and a foul. Another slider from Cook, and Beer got a piece of it this time. It is still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Right here is trying to win back-to-back games to start this series. But it's never easy on the road in Reno. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs to Seth Beer. And Cook is ready. Garrett at first takes off. The pitch is pulled on the ground to first. Green has it, and he takes it to the bag for the out. Raiders win. They take it. 6-5, the final score, as Seth Beer grounds out to first baseman Zach Green, and that wraps up the ball game. Right here is win it 6-5, and they get back-to-back one-run victories on the road in Reno to start this series. And the Red Ears have now won 10 of the last 12 games they have played in this ballpark, and the Red Ears also approaching the 500 mark on the road this year. They're now 12-14 in road games. Haven't been able to figure out how to win at home, but on the road, they're starting to play really well. They've won 6 of their last 8 away games. Right here's take this one, 6-5, the final score. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard and recap this game in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with 2 young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Raiders win. They make it two straight to start this nine-game road trip as they beat Reno tonight 6-5, the final score here at Greater Nevada Field. This was a home run game for the Red Ears today, and also a game in which the Red Ears bullpen bent but did not break as they were able to protect the lead down the stretch, and the Red Ears get the victory here to improve to 18-31 on the year. Tacoma scored six runs today, and five of them were a result of homers, including the very first batter of the game. Jared Kelnick led off the game by hitting a 3-2 pitch out of here to right center field for his fourth home run since coming to Tacoma. And the Red Ears had a 1-0 lead in the first against the Aces' young fireballer, Dre Jameson. Then with one out in the first inning, Eric Mejia doubled sharply to left center field. And then Brian O'Keefe followed with a double to right center field. And the Red Ears had a 2-0 lead in the first inning. Reno tied it up against Darren McCacken in the second. McCacken threw a lot of pitches in a scoreless first inning, 24 of them. And then in the second inning, the Aces started to get to him. Buddy Kennedy hit a leadoff double. Drew Ellis was hit by a pitch. Dominic Canzone reached on an infield single to load him up with no one out. And Juan Centeno grounded into a double play, but it brought in the run and made it 2-1. And then with two outs, Giancarlo Cintron doubled down the right field line, bringing in Drew Ellis and tying it up 2-2. McCacken then issued a walk, but then finally got Fletcher to fly out, ending the second inning with the score tied. At that point, he had thrown 46 pitches in two innings, really unlike him as he's usually a low pitch count guy. But he turned it around and ended up pitching three scoreless innings after that, allowing nothing but an infield single. McCacken retired 10 of the final 11 batters he faced, ended up going five innings and allowing just those two runs. And he left the game with the lead because in the top of the fourth inning, Andrew Knapp led off with a double against Dre Jameson. And then with two outs, Forrest Wall, who had homered only one time all year, yanked a pitch well out of here to right field for a long two-run home run, his second of the year. And Tacoma had a 4-2 lead in the fourth. Then in the top of the sixth inning, with one out, Jameson had retired five in a row. Andrew Knapp launched a solo shot to right field into the bullpen, his second home run since joining the Red Ears, and it was 5-2 Tacoma in the sixth inning. The Red Ears went to the bullpen at the bottom of the sixth, and Wyatt Mills walked the leadoff man, and that led to a run when Centeno hit a two-out RBI single, making it 5-3, and that put runners at the quarters, but Mills got Cintron to pop up, ending the sixth. In the seventh inning, Matt Brash came in from the bullpen, worked around a one-out double, striking out a pair, keeping Reno off the board, still 5-3 Tacoma. Bottom of the eighth inning, Steckenrider came in. He got two outs, but then Dominic Canzone roped a homer to right center field, his fourth of the year, and it was Tacoma 5, Reno 4. We went to the ninth. The Raiders knew that an insurance run or two would really help. They were facing Edwin Uceta. Mason McCoy, leading off the inning, absolutely crushed one to left field, a towering solo homer that put the Raiders up 6-4, McCoy's fifth home run of the year, and the Raiders had a little cushion, a cushion they would end up needing because Matt Cook came in from the bullpen and got the leadoff hitter out, but then faced Yanni Hernandez, and in an interesting at-bat, Cook got ahead of the count 0-2, and then Hernandez fouled off back-to-back pitches off of his right foot, was really hobbling around, but stayed in there, eventually worked a full count, and then he lined a solo homer to right field, his first home run of the season, and we were in a one-run game. Raiders led 6-5, and then just to make things really tense, Cook walked the next hitter, Dominic Fletcher. So not only was the tying runner on base, but the winning run in the batter's box with Reno's three and four hitters coming up. But Cook got him. He got Garrett to ground into a force out, and he got Seth Beer to ground out to first baseman Zach Green. and that ended the ball game, and the Raiders were winners today, 6-5. Here are the final totals for Tacoma: 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 4 on base. Reno, 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They left 8 on base. Winning pitcher is Darren McCackety. He's 3-4. Save goes to Cook, his first. Taking the loss, Jameson. He's 0-3. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 43 minutes, and the attendance was 2,595. With the win, the Red Ears go to 18-31 on the year, and Reno falls to 26-24. Game 3 of this series is tomorrow night at 6:35. Justice Sheffield starts for Tacoma against Corbin Martin for Reno. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 6:25. Right here is Red Ears 6-5. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Rainiers beat Reno 6-5. Time for our Major League Baseball scoreboard. No such luck for the Mariners today. They got hammered in Baltimore 9-2. The O's hit 4 homers and had a 5-run sixth inning as Mancini, Mountcastle, Odor, and Urias all homered. Robbie Ray allowed 4 runs in 5 innings. Sergio Romo really had a rough sixth, and that is now an even series. The Mariners beat them yesterday 10-0, and then lost today 9-2. Other scores in the American League today. Cleveland shuts out Kansas City 4-0 behind rookie Connor Pilkington, who tossed 5 scoreless innings with 8 strikeouts, got his first big league win. That was a 3-game series sweep for the Guardians over the Royals. Houston edges Oakland 5-4. Yordan Alvarez hit a go-ahead 3-run double at the top of the ninth inning to lead the Astros to the victory there. Toronto has won 7 in a row. The Blue Jays today beat the White Sox 7-3. Danny Jansen hit a 3-run home run. Vladimir Guerrero a 2-run shot. Vladdy's up to 10 on the year. Tarek Skubal continues to deal for Detroit. He tossed 7 shutout innings of 2-hit ball today, and the Tigers beat the Twins 5-0. Angels and Yankees were rained out. They're going to play a doubleheader tomorrow in the Bronx. And this one just ended. Tampa holds on in the 11th inning. They beat the Rangers 4-3. Randy Arozarena with his 5th home run of the season for Tampa. One interleague game today. The Reds lose at Boston 7-1 as the Red Sox, Garrett Whitlock, tossed 6 innings, allowing 1 run, and Jackie Bradley Jr. drove in 4. Over to the National League now. Mets shut out the Nationals 5-0 behind Carlos Carrasco and the bullpen, a combined 6-hit shutout. The Mets have pitched back-to-back shutouts against the Nationals. St. Louis defeats the Padres 5-2 to finish a 3-game series sweep in St. Louis. Nolan Arenado homered and drove in 3 runs for the Cardinals. There was the doubleheader that was a doozy in Denver, the Marlins and the Rockies. The Marlins win the first game 14-1. They had 21 hits. Edward Cabrera carried a no-hitter into the sixth inning, got his first big league win for the Marlins. Jazz Chisholm homered and drove in 4 runs to lead the Marlins' 21-hit attack. In the second game, the Marlins had 12 more runs on 12 more hits and lost. The Rockies win it in 10 innings, 13-12. Brendan Rodgers' 3rd home run of the game was the walk-off shot at the bottom of the 10th. The Marlins scored 26 runs in a doubleheader and didn't sweep. They had to settle for a split. Braves shut out the Diamondbacks 6-0 in Arizona. Austin Riley with a 3-run home run. Kyle Wright with 6 scoreless innings to get the win. Phillies end a 5-game losing streak. They beat the Giants 6-5 as Kyle Schwarber and Nick Maton hit home runs for Philadelphia today. The Cubbies hold off the Brewers in 10 innings, 4-3, as Christopher Morel, a rookie for the Cubs who's been impressive the last couple of weeks, he had a game-winning sack fly in the bottom of the 10th inning. And how about this? The Pirates beat the Dodgers today 8-4 to complete a 3-game series sweep at Dodger Stadium, the Pirates' first sweep at Dodger Stadium in nearly 22 years. Rodolfo Castro drove in 4 runs for the Pirates today. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard here in Reno. Rainiers win 6-5. We'll be back with more right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Rainiers win. They beat the Aces 6-5, and Tacoma's won back-to-back games to start this series here. Their last road trip, they won 4 out of 6 at Sacramento for their first series win. So they've won 6 of the last 8 on the road, and Tacoma already off to a 2-0 start in here in Reno. A great way to start out this 6-game series and 9-game road trip. Rainiers hit 4 homers today. Kelnick, Wall, Knapp, and McCoy all going deep. Darren McCacken recovering from a rocky first 2 innings to give Tacoma 5. The bullpen, as stated earlier, it bent, but it did not break, allowing 3 runs over the final 4 innings. The most they could allow while still getting the job done. And Matt Cook nailing down the save. His first ever minor league save. He's had 2 in his career. He had 1 in the big leagues, and this was his first ever minor league save. He was a starter much of his career in the minor leagues. Some finals from around the league. Sugarland beat Albuquerque today 6-3. They got 5 runs in the first and held on. Round Rock shut out Oklahoma City 4-0. Willie Calhoun, 2 bombs for Round Rock. Salt Lake edged El Paso 6-5. Jake Gatewood, one of the top sluggers in the league last year, just recently came off the IL for Salt Lake and hit his first home run of the year today. And then Vegas leads Sacramento 4-2 in the 9th inning in Vegas. Well, the Rainiers are back at it tomorrow at 6:35. Justice Sheffield against Corbin Martin. Our pregame show begins at 6:25. And we'll have it for you right here on this stream. Thanks a lot for listening tonight. That'll do it for our broadcast. Once again, our final score, Tacoma 6, Reno 5. Have a great night.